Sydney Surf Report.
Joining us from realsurf.com, it is the Don, Mr. Norris. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Simon Marnie.
I haven't even looked yet to see what you're saying on the website.
I am saying good things. Happy
good things.
It's all happy talk.
We want happy talk. Take me through the happy surfing talk.
Well. What we've got is just about the ideal combo for Sydney to ensure that there'll be waves most beaches. The swell direction is from the southeast. The wind direction right now is quite light out of the north to north-northwest. And the swell period, that's the power setting, is at about 9 seconds. And the swell height at sea, about 2 meters. So what does that mean?
What does that mean, Don?
I'm glad you asked me that question. I'm glad me asked that question. It means that you could get waves in the shoulder to head high range at exposed spots on the set waves. It looks to me like it's a pretty consistent little swell. I expect it to last pretty much all day and not to disappear tomorrow, to be dropping a little bit tomorrow. Best time to go for the intermediate and experienced surfers is right now because we have an incoming tide. So for the next hour and a half, 2 hours or so before the tide starts to really fill in, you have an optimal combination of the southeast swell direction and northwest breeze. We're due for a change through. But with any luck, it'll happen, as the Bureau says, this evening, a southeast change coming through in the evening. And that means that tomorrow, Sunday, will be southeasterly with about the same amount of swell. So the conditions will not be nearly as good tomorrow for surfing. So Saturday morning happening. Saturday afternoon, probably pretty fun. Sunday, yeah, you're going to be tucking into the corners to be finding yourself a wave. And I should have a look, I suppose, at the week ahead and see what I reckon. The next couple days look to me like being about the best of it until we get toward the end of the week when there's some very interesting stuff showing on the swell models.
Wow. Yes,
a very long period swell for the East Coast. Now, I'm not sure I believe this, but I'll tell you what it says anyway. It reckons that we might get 19-second period south swell Friday. Now, if that were to happen, those would be really big. That would be really big waves. 19 seconds is really long. I don't know if I've seen 19-second period on the East Coast before, so I'm not really believing that one, Simon. that's Hawaiian periods.
But so. That could be good.
Oh, yeah, like seriously big. If 19 seconds, even a couple meters swell, at 19 seconds apart, if you just think about it for a second, that means you got 3 waves every minute on one of those sets. So
wow.
That means each wave is carrying 30% of the total power of the swell per minute. That's a lot of juice. And that's what the kind of periods they get in those giant waves you see in Hawaii. The wave heights at sea for those things may be 3 and 4 meters plus that very long period swell. But even a meter or two at that long period is a very powerful and quite large swell. Those would turn into 10 to 12 foot in the old money wave faces on Friday if it happens. So
anybody who employs people who have sort of maybe a little bit of sun-bleached hair or talk about the waves and that sort of thing, maybe they won't be in at work on Friday.
There's a possibility they won't be. Boy, if that hits, that's going to be something else. But, it's right at the end of what the models can forecast. And you really don't want to hang your hat on it too much. It's just fun to see it there. Isn't it nice? We've got a prospect at the end of the week. And it looks between now and then as though there should be little waves all week long. Not spectacular, but kind of a replay of last week, I'm guessing. And that was waves every day. So we're in the surf season, Simon.
Hey, and Kate can agree with you, can't you, Kate?
Oh, I sure can. It's all legal that a car park at my local beach is. You can't put a pin between the cars. They're all out there for the last day of summer.
Before autumn kicks in, and it looks like it's going to get better, Kate, so have a great one.
Oh, they're all romantic. It's lovely.
I won't give away your beach, but have fun there.
You too.
There's Kate. So, Don, they're out and they're about. You have a great weekend.
You too, Mr. Simon Marnie.
It's a 7:02 ABC Sydney weekend. Simon Marnie.
The Don, Mr. Norris from realsurf.com.